Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Welcome back into Press Row here in the Platinum Financial Funding Studios at ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a marvelous, marvelous Monday. And what a fantastic Saturday night at Finley Stadium. 18,227 fans for the championship match of the NPSL. And what a match it was. Chattanooga FC falling 3-2 in overtime. Joining us now, Chattanooga FC coach Bill Elliott. Coach, I know you're heading back down to Florida for your 8 or 9 month out of the year job. What has been going through your mind today as you've had a chance to decompress for what took place this weekend?
It was wonderful. You know, it gets back to reality. That's what keeps running through my mind. just kind of replaying the whole summer and how fantastic it was, the support that the Chattanooga community showed my family and the team. Just can't say how much I appreciate it.
I was sitting up with Gene Henley in the press box watching the match, and of course, in your story, in the story that appeared in Sunday's Times Free Press, you told Gene that your guys left it out there on the field. Was it, when you look back, was it one of your better matches of the year? Because obviously, Bill, there's so much to take in when you're talking about the crowd, the championship, playing the Cosmos, what's at stake. Did you play one of your better matches, did you think?
I think we played well. I don't know that we played our absolute best, but I do think we played well. One thing that hurt us a little bit. I mean, we got hit with an injury bug there the last few weeks, and you know, we were 3-4 players short of where we would have wanted to be going into that match. But I think we played well, and I think the guys that were involved in the match put everything they had into it, and I couldn't fault them one bit.
You're listening to Chattanooga FC coach Bill Elliott here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Can you describe what the sentiment of your team was like after it, Bill? I mean, the environment was awesome and the moment was overwhelming, but was there some, man, we coulda, woulda, shoulda?
Yeah, I mean, I think you find any competitive group of athletes, the guys were crushed. They wanted to win first and foremost. And y'all know that it was overtime game. It was decided by just small margins here and there. And I think every one of them thought, man, I could have done this or should have done that. But they know we played against a fantastic team. I mean, the Cosmos are the biggest name in U.S. soccer. So we were looking across the park at an average side.
Right. And as the talk moves forward beyond what was an unbelievable run, we greatly appreciate your time and your insight in the studio here last week. Where does Chattanooga FC go from here?
Well, I don't know. That's probably the direction, if anything, would be decided, obviously, by Sean, our general manager, and the board. But as far as I'm concerned, I hope that I continue to be a part of it in the future. And I've already started communicating with players about next year.
Attaboy. That never stops.
I was going to ask you about that. How does all that start forming? Because, I mean, right now everybody's got this taste of 18,000, but there will be a point in the not-too-distant future where you're playing your first match of 2016. How does the Chattanooga, for those that don't know, how does the Chattanooga FC team form in the offseason each year?
Well, it's a combination of things. I obviously communicate and network through all the coaches that I have come to know over my 24 years of coaching. And also, I watch a lot of games on TV and online, other colleges playing, as well as always keeping an eye out for talent in the games that my team's involved with. And then we'll have tryouts sometime in January where a lot of players will come in for those. And just kind of a combination of all of that, we kind of formulate the team. And I think right now, from my perspective, I'm just trying to network with the players we had this year, maybe a few of the good players we feel we may have missed out on, and just let them know that the CFC brand is strong, and hope that we are able to put together a pretty good product again next summer.
Before we get to next summer, what is it like when you're back coaching in college? When you're in and around the Pensacola area playing coaching matches, what was it like last year? Because last year, obviously, that last crowd was 8,800. Now you've played in front of a 92 or whatever and an 18-2. What is it like when you go back to college and you don't? Is it kind of a weird adjustment going back to college and not seeing all the fans at Findlay?
I think it's more the other way around. I'm still disbelief every time I see the fans in Findlay. when I go back to college, that's where, you know, the expectation is. And so it is an adjustment. I mean, it's an exciting environment. And the great thing about the way Chattanooga FC is organized, you know, when I'm there, I get to focus on coaching. Working at a mid-sized university like University of West Florida, I have to wear a lot of different hats. And so it's a nice break for me in the summer to just focus on the coaching aspect of things.
All right. And I had to ask, because I, you know, when we had you in the studio last week, I asked you, what was it like turning around and seeing the stands behind you packed? I mean, you're a guy that mostly stays seated throughout an entire match. You don't do a ton of moving around. What was it like coaching the other day, looking straight ahead and seeing all those people on the opposite stands and how crowded that was?
That was shocking. I was floored at the turnout. It was just the noise in the stadium down on the field, just, I guess, having both sides filled, the way it echoed around and swirled around there, was unbelievable down on the field. Just a really, really special thing. And it was funny, we're driving back to Pensacola today, and my five-year-old son asked me, "Daddy, why was the other side so many people sitting over there?" And I'm trying to explain to him that one side couldn't hold them all. He couldn't really grasp it. I'm not sure I can either.
No, that was it was a fantastic. What was the loud? Well, since you were down there, I was in the press box. What was the loudest roar from the field? Was it the goal that made it 3-2? Got you within 3-2?
I think it was the goal that got us 1-1.
Okay.
I mean, that place just erupted. I mean, it was deafening down there on the field.
Well, it was a night that everybody was there. It is one of those nights that 10 or 15 years down the road, I think there may be 30,000 people that will claim they were there. And but yeah. it was just a lot of fun. And again, Coach Elliott, thank you for doing what you do and for coming on Press Row and sharing your insight with the Chattanooga FC. And it's just been an absolutely remarkable run. And congratulations and best of luck for a good winter at West Florida.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for everything you guys have done to help support and promote us. And I hope the Chattanooga sports community continues the momentum right through the fall with UTC and everything else that's going on.
Coach, thank you so much. And have a, as we will call it, a great off season. I know it's your main season, but have a great off season, and we look forward to getting back with you in the spring.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bill Elliott, the coach of the Chattanooga FC, after a remarkable season that ended with 18,227 folks at Findlay Stadium. We'll open up the Hardys Hotline again. 648-1051 is the number. Back with more. You're listening to Press Row here in the Platinum Financial Funding Studios at ESPN 105.1 The Zone.